Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the High Altitude Mentorship Show with J.T. DeVolt. J.T. is an international success coach, inspirational speaker, and award-winning author of Flight Plan to Success. J.T. worked his way up through the ranks from enlisted aircraft mechanic to combat-decorated naval aviator. And he's here to give you the success strategies for better focus, clarity, and mental toughness to accomplish your missions in business and life. And now, here's your host, J.T. DeVolt.
Hello, my friends. J.T. DeVolt with you today for the High Altitude Mentorship Show. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You know what that means? It's time to come together and talk about leadership, entrepreneurship, and living the high altitude, high performance life. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern for the High Altitude Mentorship Show, brought to you, of course, as always, by flywithjt.com, that is flywithjt.com, where you can download a complimentary copy of my award-winning book, Flight Plan to Success, as well as stay connected to everything we're doing here in the high-altitude community. Great, as always, to be with you today. I want to talk to you a little bit about something extremely important. You know, we see a lot, especially nowadays, with everything that's going on with the presidential race, we see people rallying to get people behind their cause. Right, and what's interesting about this is that it doesn't have to be a political race, but there's a lot that can be learned about getting people to kind of get behind what you're about, get behind your message, get behind whatever it is. So look, if you're building a business, this is extremely important. If you're going to launch a product, if you're looking to build a tribe and a following, if you're looking to really make a dent in the universe, but not even something as, I mean, that can sometimes sound a little bit heady. Right, to make a dent in the universe. Really, making a dent in your own universe. Success is a full contact sport, let's face it. But it's also a team sport. And so rallying people to support you is going to be paramount. But it also means finding the right people, right? Because we can rally all kinds of folks, but what we really want are those key and essential members that will be with us on our team for the long haul. Now, in order to get people to follow you, there's a few things that we have to know first and foremost. This is true for people across the board. It doesn't matter whether it's a business thing or if you're looking to rally people for your community, your church, your sport team, whatever it looks like. Know this. First and foremost, people follow people, not products, not money, not benefits. They follow people. And you can say anything you want. You can say, well, listen, Apple has the best products, but really, it was the vision of Steve Jobs that caused people to follow that. Walt Disney, they followed Walt Disney. Yeah, it was great that they loved all the little products along the way, like Mickey Mouse being a product and Disneyland being a product. But it was ultimately the vision of Walt Disney that really made that happen. And oh, by the way, Walt's brother Roy. Let's not forget Roy, because Roy was huge in that. So people follow people, and I think that's extremely important for us to keep in mind and to remember. People are going to follow you. They're going to follow whatever it is you do. So whether you come out with a new product, whether you come out with a new podcast, a new blog post, a new article for whatever it is, the people are actually there to read the content, but they're really following you. That's what's most important. Because not everything you publish is going to be a rock star edition. Not everything you're going to put out there into the marketplace is going to be a winner. But people will continue to come back to you because they follow you. People follow people, so remember that. Next thing you got to remember is that people follow ideas and they follow vision, not hype and BS. And this is the part where this is one of those lessons you can learn by watching the presidential campaigns. There's a lot of hype and BS. That's not what's winning people over, all right? People's minds are already kind of made up anyway. It doesn't really matter what anybody says at this point. Nobody's changing their mind. Everybody already knows who they're voting for. So we may as well just cut straight to the chase. But when it comes to you building your brand and building your business and making a difference in the world, people follow ideas and vision. So that's what it's so important for you to share. Very important in your messaging to get to the core of why you're doing what you do. That's your vision. To get to the real message, the meat of what this thing is all about. That is your ideas. Those are your ideas, rather. So people follow ideas and vision. They don't follow the hype and the BS, which should be a huge relief for all of us, right? Because the idea is not to overblow anything and create a whole bunch of smoke and mirrors just to get people to follow us. A lot of times you'll hear people in business say, well, I learned this new NLP technique, or I've got this new way that, you know, I've got these keywords that'll really hook people in. And that's fine, but frankly, what if you just got people to like you? You know, what if you just got people to follow you and understand your vision and get behind your ideas? The more clearly you articulate your ideas, the more clearly you project your vision, the more you're going to get people to rally behind you. The other thing that you got to think about if you really want to get people to follow you is people follow leaders. They don't follow dreamers, okay? Big difference. And you heard me say this quite a bit here, both on the High Altitude Mentorship Show and any of the programs and products that I put out. The world is not run by dreamers. It's run by doers. It's run by people who will get up off the couch and do something, get the work done, roll up the sleeves, get dirty. Not the dreamers who come up with great ideas but don't act. Not the dreamers who have these, you know, sort of ethereal, you know, ideals in life. That's not what gets the work done. The work gets done by people that are leading and doing. And that's who people follow. So people follow people. People follow ideas and vision. People follow leaders. That's what they want. So be your own self. Be authentic to who you are. Share your ideas and your vision. And recognize yourself and identify with leadership. And that's what will get people to follow you. That's at the core of what people really want. But here's where I think a lot of people miss the mark, is a lot of times what will happen is we lead with sort of a soft energy. And what I mean by that is we don't come across full and complete. We come across sort of nebulous. And what it looks like is a lack of belief. So if you said, hey, I want you to get behind me, I want you to believe in me, my product, my service, my business, whatever it is, there has to be 100% resolute belief. It's got to be rock solid coming from you. That belief that you believe in what you do has to be so strong and resolute. You have to, have that sense of who you are and say that this is 100% of what I do. This is who I am. This is my dream. This is what I believe in. And so often when people fail to rally the people behind them, it's because the energy they project forth is not one of high belief. It's one of kind of putting your toe in the water, or it's one of maybe 80% belief. Hey, listen, if you're not 100% in it, people aren't going to follow you. It's just that simple. You've got to be not just passionate, and it's not, again, passion, it can kind of be perceived as hype and BS, all right? It's more than passion. It's a true, utter belief. It's a 100% commitment. It's buy-in. It's full marriage. It's everything. It's saying, I am with this 100% until the day I die. That's what people perceive as belief. Most people miss the mark because they lack the belief. They lack clarity. Yeah, I kind of want to be successful. I kind of want this thing to go. That's the energy they're giving off. Now, they're not saying that. They're trying to say it in the best words they can. But if it was up to me to invest the time in some catchy logo, some pretty website, I'd rather invest my time in being crystal clear on the messaging, right? Because the lack of clarity is what confuses people. Or a lack of conviction. Listen, you can have a lot of people that pound their chest and have a lot of conviction, and they will win over the people that have clarity and have belief because they lack the conviction. So if you got person A and they lack conviction, but they're very clear on what they want, and then you got person B who's not really clear, but man, they've got so much conviction, the person with more conviction will actually win, right? They will sway more people just because they're so convincing with their conviction. Now, that's why it's important for us as leaders to be critical thinkers, because we can see through the BS, right? There's a difference between conviction and absolutely really fully being in tune with what it is you're talking about. And of course, a lack of resolve. A lack of resolve is something that will generally push people away pretty quick. If you come off with that soft energy, you want to lead with strong energy. Right? So soft energy is a lack of belief, lack of clarity, lack of conviction, and a lack of resolve. Strong energy is the exact opposite of all that. It's where you come in with 100% belief. You're crystal clear on who you are and what you're about. you come in with that conviction that says, I totally believe in this, and I believe that this will help you as well. And then, of course, you have the resolve to follow through, even in the face of rejection, even in the face of disappointment, you continue to follow through. Now, that's great, but let's get down to the nuts and bolts of how we actually rally the troops, how we actually get people to follow us, how we actually get people on board with our cause, with our business, our brand, or whatever it is, our product. First and foremost is we have to stop convincing and start leading. I've said this kind of before a little bit earlier in the broadcast here, but it's about walking the walk, all right? If you're going to lead people, you have to physically be up and doing it. And what's interesting about leading is it's not pulling, because if you pull people, if you try to pull them along, then they're going to resist even more. They're going to dig their heels in. They're just not going to want to do it. Yet if you push them, if you push them hard, then they become resentful. They may go because you're pushing them off balance, but they're not going to like it one bit. They're going to say, okay, fine, I'm going to come, but only because I want you to shut up. Please just go away. If, on the other hand, we go shoulder to shoulder, eyeball to eyeball with them, and we walk with them, then that's different, right? Now we're not convincing, we're leading. But you, again, as I said before, you have to come from that place of belief. And here's what's crazy about this is most people already have their minds made up, kind of like I was talking about with the presidential race. And so if you come at them of a place of leading them, it's not about convincing them. They'll convince themselves. If their minds are made up in the opposite direction of the cause that you're working on, or they don't like the business, they don't like your initial sales pitch, it's not about convincing them, it's about leading them. Eventually, they will either turn the tides and come with you, or they won't, and it'll be perfectly okay because you're going to stay in your power and you're going to stay consistent in your message. Number two, the next part about this is we got to go back to the future. What I mean by that is you got to share the vision of the future that you have, right? For you, it's who you are, but sometimes it means going back to that and saying, okay, hey, listen, let me show you, kind of future cast you into what, you know, what this mission is all about, what I'm doing, what this is all about for me and what it means to you. The idea here is that we're painting a picture so that they can comprehend it. We're painting it in a way that they understand it, not so that it's our way that we want them to, you know, hey, this is about me, this is my message, but rather what's in it for them, what it really truly means to them. When you do it this way, when you kind of future cast them, what they understand is, okay, so if I buy in, if I join you in this, if I do whatever it is you're asking me to do, either buy your product, become a part of your brand, get behind your cause, what happens then? What happens next? They want to know, in the back of their mind, that very thing. You know, if you consume this product, the next thing is you're going to be healthier, happier, whatever it is, right? If you do this particular business, if you take my advice, if you work with me, at the end of it, you'll be richer, happier, smarter, stronger, whatever it looks like. They have to know what's in it for them, but they have to kind of see the end result first, or at least have a taste of what that might look like. Now, third, we want to make our first sale first. Now, what do I mean by that? The most important sale you'll ever make is to sell yourself on yourself. You got to sell you on you before you start selling other people. You've got to buy in. The most important sale you'll ever make is the sale where you buy your own message, where you buy your own vision, where you buy your own dream. And what's sad is there's too many people out there that are kind of stumbling through the dark with their businesses or with whatever it is their mission they're working on simply because they haven't fully bought in yet. They love the idea. They think it's awesome. They want to be an entrepreneur. They want to build their thing. But they haven't quite bought in that they're going to do this, that they can do this, even though they're in the process of doing it, right? They're waking up every single day. They're going through the motions. But they still haven't 100% bought in. And you know what the sad reality is? Is I've actually worked with clients who for years were operating under that sort of same method of operation. And then we broke that loose and actually got them into a place where they truly believed, they truly bought in, and that's what changed everything for them. It wasn't about a new technique. It wasn't about a new branding strategy. It wasn't about a new, you know, sort of business model. It wasn't that we took their old business plan, ripped it up, and drew them up a new one. It was simply about them really going in and buying themselves on themselves. it's the single most critical step that you can take. And I think it's the most important first step you can make is to fully buy in to you and yourself and your dream and realize that you do deserve the success that you're working for and building for yourself. Next, is we got to remember why we're here, because it's very easy to focus on things that aren't working or to focus on the people that reject us, focus on the people that turn their back and say, this is ridiculous, it's a joke. But you got to remember why you're here. Stay focused on what you're about and why you're doing this. Drop all the other stuff and fluff, okay? The other stuff and fluff doesn't matter. Yes, it's a nagging irritation. Yes, it's annoying. Yes, sometimes it hurts. Right? It could be crushing to have somebody reject our idea, our product, our brand, or whatever it is. It could be crushing for somebody to not follow up and not answer our emails or our phone calls or whatever it is. But remember why we're here. We're not here for those people. We're here for the people that get it. We're here for the visionaries. We're here for the people that will actually follow through and do what they said they were going to do and let us lead them to that outcome. Finally, it's about being relentless. If you really want to rally people behind your business, behind your cause, if you want to get, it doesn't matter who it is. It could be somebody very close to you. It could be a family member, or it could be an entire, you know, you're trying to build your own tribe, your own army. People give up far too easily, right? They give up far too early. It may take a dozen or more attempts to finally break through that barrier, to get past the gatekeepers. But if you really want it, you will find a way. If you really want something right now, there's something right now we all want. Right now, everybody's got one thing that they really want, at least. But for whatever reason, they're challenged to get it. If you really want it, you'll find a way. Whatever that thing is, I want you to think about it and really get clear on what it is. Get clear on why you want it. And then tell yourself, I will find a way. And I promise you, you will. If your dream is to build your business and your brand, you will find a way. If your dream is to, you know, finally get yourself to a financial place or get yourself to a place where you've finally made a huge difference, whatever the thing is, the mission you're here to accomplish, you know what that is. And if you don't, then reach out to me so I can help you find that. But for the most part, most people are like pretty clear, hey, I know what the mission I'm working on. I know what I really want in life. Listen, if you really want it, you'll find a way. And if you haven't quite figured out what you really want in life, we have got to get you clarity on that. Your life is too precious and too short to be squandered chasing little shiny objects and doing what other people told you is what you should do or could do or all you'll ever amount to. Those days are gone. The days of you living up to your true potential, your highest level of performance, and actually seizing and achieving the goals, not just setting the goals, but achieving them, that's what today is for. And so today and every single day, understand that success, while a full contact sport, is also a team sport. And to rally those people, those key and essential people, right, the right people behind you, is what begins the road to success. The first part is to stop convincing and start leading. Walk the walk and come from a place of belief. Know that most people have already had their minds made up, so you're not going to convince them, but you just might shift them by walking the walk from a place of self-belief. Number two is to go back to the future, meaning go back to where you started and share the future of what this looks like. Future cast them. Share your vision. Show them what their role, what their position, what their life will look like when they're a part of your vision. Paint that picture in a way that they can comprehend. Next is make your first and most important sale, and that is to sell yourself on you before you go out and try to start selling other people on you. This is the single most first important critical step, my friends, and I can tell you that once you've made that critical sale, when you've bought in 100% on you, everything changes. Remember why you're here. Stay focused on what you're about and why you're doing this, and drop all the other stuff and fluff that goes along the way. And finally, be relentless, because people too often give up early and they give up easy. It might take you a dozen or more attempts, but it's going to be worth it. I'm telling you right now, if you really want it, you will find a way. My friends, this show is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you each and every single Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern right here for the High Altitude Mentorship Show. Looking forward to doing it again next week. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you next week.